Baruch Hashem, we continue to learn Perek Daled in Shaar V'Tochen. We're reviewing it. We have the class number 22. And we have the first Chelek Harishon, the first part, which talks about the physical part of a person. As he says, about when it pertains to food, when it pertains to clothing and shelter, health, and the opposite, and when it comes to his emotional. Obviously, you think emotions, Adav Nafshi, you would think. Here, Rebbeinu Bachi includes it into parts of a person. And today, emotional health is being pushed into the same realm of health. And here, clearly, Rebbeinu Bachi is showing us how emotional health is a healthy emotion, is with a healthy emun and betachon Hashem. It's not something which is outside the bounds of Teira Fakert, with a good healthy emotion, with Amun and Betachon. Let's see how we can understand this in a way. If you go back to Shaar Bechina, let's see, in Perek Hei. Says Rebbeinu Bachi over there, when he's discussing the good, with the good, the signs of extreme good that Hashem does for a person. So he says, for example, Hashem will change a person's teeth one at a time, so he has teeth to eat as the child grows. And then he says, after this, Yavru Olov Chaloyim Mikrim Achivim. Sometimes the person will go through sickness and painful accidents or painful situations. Why is that? But remember, he's including this as part of Tevas Elikim. In order for the person to recognize the world, and it should not be, the true nature should not remain hidden from him, because if a person thought the world would be only a place of joy and the pleasure, so then he'll put his trust in the world, and his tivus, his desires will become, will control him. But they will rule over him. Which doesn't understand. Don't be like a horse that doesn't understand. So here we see over one of the aspects of a person. A child is going through a difficult time. He gets a sickness. You can't say a child is going through a sickness. We're talking about child sicknesses that children go through. And you can't say that's for sin. He didn't do any sin yet. So he says that this is part of Hashem's goodness a child goes through childhood illnesses in order to show him that in the world there's the little things that can hurt him, germs. If he goes out without a coat, the world is such a place where he can contract illnesses in the world. There's bad in the world. Don't trust that the world is only a place of enjoyment. And there are mikrim achivim, accidents happen, people get hurt. There are bullies in the world. There are things that happen. So here you see clearly that rather than saying that if a child went through a painful incident that caused him to have a negative effect on him, if you understand the making of the world, you understand Hashem implemented as part of a child's growth that he should grow up. He has to know that the world has good, Torah, mitzvahs, midas tevis, and he also has to know that there are harmful things. That even in the Gan Eden, there was a snake over there that can hurt you. The Eirach Haim HaKadosh actually says if one of the reasons Chava was able to get fooled by the Nachash, because she couldn't imagine that something in the world exists that would go against the will of Hashem. Had she known, she would have protected herself, says Eirach Haim HaKadosh. Similarly here, says Rebbeinu Bachi, that rather than looking at a child's struggle as a painful thing going through, yes, it's painful, but there's a positive, important message that the child is getting as he goes through these areas of life, that there are there. There's things there that you can't see, but they can hurt you. Don't just walk out and see like a behemoth that the world is just for pleasure. So this is part of a healthy emotion. To realize when a person goes through a difficult time, chas v'shom, to think that this could have, this istam, It's for nothing. Forget the challenge he's going through is for this Nesoyan. The challenge he's going through has a purpose. He should to show Hashem that even in the times of difficulty and pain, he still remains close to Hashem. And Faket, as he was saved many times, that by realizing that the situation was put amunda pshuta, that if he was born to parents, for example, and the parents were not such nice parents to the child, that can happen sometimes. And not to say he could have been born to different parents, but like Avraham Avinu was born to Terach, this child is meant to have this painful experience and to overcome it and to realize that this is for a purpose. And this is how you can understand how you can have a good emotional health by having the munda that whatever happened to you, wherever you are, your Hashem is with you. And the betachon that since Hashem put you here, Hashem will give you the strength to get out of it there and give you the Yeshua that you're looking for and have a good emotional health.